this coming Sunday I'll have to give a Yotze Min HaKlal. Every other day there's a Yotze Min HaKlal. I'll have to give this year earlier than normal. I'll have to give this year in Tinek at 11:30. So I'll maybe give this year here at 9:15 or so. Okay? We are learning Bava Kama this year. Okay? So what's the din of Bava Kama? That the Nezik can collect Meitav. We assume Meitav is the same as Idis. Okay, there are those who question it. And a Baal Chav collects Beinonis and Ksuvasisha collects Ziburis. If the person owes all three and he has all three, that's the second line from the bottom of Zayin and Beis. If he has Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis, then third line from the bottom. Ha'ilah, Idis, Beinonis, that's the opening mission in Parakan Zok. Then the Brisa gives you the details, but if he only has two out of the three, he doesn't have all three. So there was one line in the Brisa that he has, Beinan, the last line. Beinan is Viziburis, Nizokin. The Gemara was discussing that question. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that the Nizik Shamina. Okay. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And he doesn't hold it in Nizik Shamina. So does that mean Bishaloh Hein Shamin, Bidimazik Shamin, and Bishaloh Hein Shamin, or Bishaloh Elam Hein Shamin? So if you would have asked me, I would have said Bishaloh Elam, but they didn't ask me. So the Gemara have the Shaila. And then the Rabbi Natam thinks, Tosis quotes over here, the Psak of the Baliyat Tosis, Chesam and Aleph, the last three lines, and Tosis Dima Maska, Lohotzi Pach Shabikanam, and Nirad Aloha, the Bishaloh Hein Shamin. And we always pass like Rab Nachman did Imam. Okay. And that's what it says, the Tziyun, the letter Vav, is on the line Bishalohen Shaman. Looks like we pass like that, but then it says, look in the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, that it's a whole discussion. Do we pass like that or not? Okay, so it's a question how we pass. The Torah says we pass in Bishalohen Shaman. So the Gemara brings out the issue from this brisa again. He only has Beninus with Ziburis, so the Nizok and the Baal Chov collect Beninus and Ksubasisha collect Ziburis. So the Gemara asks him that if all he has is Beninus and Ziburis, if he holds Bishalohen Shaman, so the Beninus is considered Idis, that's the best that he has. And the Gemara Shaila whether Bishalohen Shaman, Bishalohen and Shaman, is the Gemara puts together the two. Whether Meitav for Nizikin is B'shaloh B'shaloh Elam and whether Beinan is for Balchoyv is B'shaloh B'shaloh. One could have distinguished one is a Din D'Oraisa and one is a Takonah the Rabbanon according to the Bavli. According to the Rishalmi that Beinan is Menat Torah Balchoyv Dina V'Beinan is Menat Torah. So they're both a Din D'Oraisa based on Psukim and you have a Shailan, they're both Psukim whether it's B'shaloh B'shaloh Elam. But according to the Bavli that Beinan is only Takonah the Rabbanon, they either started from Midas and it went down, started for Beinan as Ziburis and went up. So there should be a big room to distinguish, but the Gemara does not distinguish. The Gemara puts the two Shanas together. Whether the Edis that you give the Nizik and the Beinan is that you give the Bachav, it's the same Shaila, whether Bishalo Bishaloilam. So the Gemara quotes this line in the middle of the Brisa. Where is it? Here, Katani Miho, the second line on Chesam and Aleph in the Gemara. Second line in the Amud. Katani Miho, it says, it says in the middle of the brisa, Beinanis v'ziburis, Nizalkan b'chav b'beinanis k'vsevishe b'ziburis, v'i amit b'shaloh hein shaman. I should say to you, so Beinanis shaloh ki'idis, that's the best that he has, so the Beinanis should be considered idis. V'yitcha b'chav v'etzel ziburis, the b'chav is not entitled to collect idis. And that's the din, if he only has, if all he has is idis, everybody takes idis. Kulam gamen idis. But if he has Idis and Ziburis, then the Baal Chayiv collects from Ziburis. So if he has Beinanis and Ziburis, Tiyose Beinanis Shalom Ki Idis, V'yamid B'shaloh in Shamba Tiyose Beinanis Shalom Ki Idis, V'yidoche Baal Chayiv Eitzel Ziburis. So why does the Baal Chayiv? So it's a Raida B'shaloh Elam in Shaman. The Raida B'shaloh. So the Gemara answers wrong. Hacham Askinon, the answer is maybe still Bishalohen Shaman. But Hacham Askinon, Kigon Shahoisalo, Idis and Machora. He originally did have Idis. It sounds like that. If he only has Beinonis and Ziburis, so why do you call it Beinonis? If he never had any Yiddis, why do you call it Beinonis? Unless it's Shavu Ke Beinonis the Alma. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Kon Shoy, so the Yiddis and Mechor. When was he Mechor? Rashi says, Rashi adds on two important words. Lachar Halvoa, Dishtabdu Le Beinonis Labachod Meikara. Both Shoy, so Yiddis Biara. Initially, he had all three. Yiddis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. And then he borrowed the money. Once he borrows the money, that creates the Shibud. So the Shibud is chal right away on the Beinonis, because he had all three, Yiddis, Beinonis, Ziburis. Then he goes and he said, and then he was ready. His behema was mazik, so he owes the Yiddis, and he borrowed money, he owes the Beinonis. And he got divorced from his wife, he owns the Ziburis. Then he sells the Yiddis. So he can't say the Baal Chayiv, he can't say the Beinonis b'shaloyin sham, and the Beinonis can say the Yiddis. The Baal Chayiv only gets from the Ziburis. No. He sold the Yiddis la'achar ha'halvoya. It was ready in the shtabla la'beinonis la'Baal Chayiv. That's what Rashi explains. Is this just the words of Rashi la'achar ha'halvoya? Is that really true? When you borrow money, the halvoya creates the shiba nechosim already. A milval peh creates the shiba nechosim. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara in different places. The end of Bava Basra, the very end of Bava Basra, and the Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. Where the shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa. If shibura deraisa means that min haTorah there's a shibur nechosim, what's machlokes where the shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa? I borrowed money, I don't have to pay back. Min haTorah, I don't have to pay back. Of course, you have to pay back. How can there be a machlokes shibura deraisa, lav deraisa? So the Pashta says like the Rabbeinu Tam. We'll use the Rabbeinu Tam's language, even though the Gemara never has that lashon. Shnei shiburim hein, there's a shibur aguf and a shibur nechosim. So if you borrow money, of course you have to. I borrowed $1,000. Of course you have to pay back. That's shibud aguf. We're discussing: is there a shibud nechosim or not? What do you need a shibud nechosim for? If there's a shibud aguf, the answer is no. I want to collect from the yisaimim. The loyda died, and the yisaimim never borrowed the money, so they don't have a shibud aguf. Is there such a thing as a shibud nechosim that enables me to collect from the yisaimim or from the lukuches? What do we have to bump off the loyda? Let the loyda live. Ad meir yesh mishana is still alive. But he sold all of his karkos to the lukuches. Then he went broke and he's bankrupt. He has no assets. He can't pay the debts. Do you have the right to take away the karka from the lukuches or not? Do you have a right to take away from the lukuches? They never borrowed the money. There is no shibud aguf. So the answer is you have a right to collect from the lukuches because the karka was nishtabe. But the question is that institution of shibud nechosim, is that ben atoira, shibura deraisa, or shibura lab deraisa? So for the Gemara, you see that if shibura deraisa, it's even in the milbal pet. If shibura lav deraisa, it's even in the milbal bishtar. Halacha lemaisa, we distinguish that by milbal pet there's no shibur nechosim. That's the mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. Milbal pet there's no shibur nechosim. Milbal bishtar there is shibur nechosim. But that distinction between milbal bishtar and milbal pet, that distinction is only by the rabbanon. Min haTorah they're both equal. Either min haTorah there is a shibur nechosim on both. Or shibur lav deraisa is a min haTorah. There is no shibur nechosim on either. There's even a discussion in the Ritva on Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. If you hold shibur lav deraisa, that min haTorah there isn't automatically a shibur nechosim, neither by milvah bishtar nor by milvah bal peh. What if he wrote a milvah bishtar and he wrote, and I'm also mishabed by nechosim, you should have the right to collect from the lekuches? Does that even help min haTorah? So the Ritva raises a possibility. Maybe if you hold shibura lav deraisa, maybe it doesn't even help if shibdo beferish. Even if he writes a mishtar and he writes a mishabed de karkos, we explain that that's a kinyan lachatzoyin. That's that Ritva. The Ritva says this shibun nechosim. Ritva has it, and the Nesivos has the same thing. Nesivos didn't have a Ritva on Kiddushin, but he comes up with the same lashon. That's a kinyan lachatzoyin. Shibun nechosim is a kinyan lachatzoyin. That the malve is kind of the karkos of the loyve with respect to gviya. Just like we said, a mashal, the Gemara has in Perik Ezel Neshech, it can't be makne peris dekel that didn't grow yet. That's a dovah shalot baliyot. The peris that are going to grow on top shin pei, it didn't grow yet. So you cannot make a kinyan on the davashal baliyot. But the tree is here now already. The tree exists. So I can be makna you the tree. But I don't want to give you the tree, I just want to give you the peiros on top shin pei. So if I'm makna deka le peiros, if I'm makna you the tree that does exist with respect to the schus of Aroy Ashbach, whoever owns the tree owns the shvach that grows out of the tree. Like I have a piece of rubber and I stretch it. So the rubber that I had was 4 inches long. Now I made it to 5 inches long. So how did I get ownership of the extra inch? It's the same rubber, I just stretched it up. So if you own a tree and the tree bears fruits every year, you own a field and the field grows, something grows on the field. So whatever grows on the field belongs to you. The Gemara talks about two different kinds of shvach. Aroi ashbach. Aroi means hakarka shali hishbiach. Ara means karka. The aroi, temporary, is spelled ayin resh aleph yud. Aroi hakarka shali is spelled aleph resh ayin. Aroi. Aro. Aleph resh ayin aleph is karka ara. And aroi hakarka shali hishbiach. Aroi is aleph resh Ayin Aleph Yud. Aroi Shali. Karka Shali Hishbiach. I remember years ago when I was going to go learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year, so they printed on my passport Toshav Aroi. And they spelled it wrong. They spelled it Aroi, Aleph Reish, Ayin. Supposed to spell Aroi, temporary. Ayin Reish Aleph Yud. The Israeli government spelled the Hebrew word wrong. Aroi. Temporary resident. So it's be temporary, not Toshav Aroi. Toshav of the Karka. So there's a din of Aroi Ashbach, both Shvacha de Memela and Shvacha de Biadayim. If you have a tree and the apples grow on the tree, so whoever owns the tree owns the apples. If you have a field and grain grows on the field, peanuts grow, whatever grows, grass grows, whatever grows on the field belongs to you. Also, I have a field and somebody builds a hotel on my field. It didn't. The hotel doesn't grow from the field. It's not shvacha de memela. It's shvacha de biadayim. Somebody built a hotel on the field. So who the din is also aroi ashbach. Whoever owns the field owns a hotel that was built on the field. But it's not at all the same. One is like you're stretching out the rubber. So here the fruits grow out of the tree, and the grain grows from the karka. So that's like stretching out. That's the same kinyan that they had on the karka. Or on the trees extends to the, like stretching out the rubber. The other one is a din. Whoever owns the karka owns the hotel that's built on the karka. But there are going to be differences la lochem. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have differences between shvacha de b'meila and shvacha de b'yadayim.
Richard speaking on the deraisa level, it wouldn't work, or even derabbanan it wouldn't work. The ritual says that if you add it to the
he's talking on the level of the raisa. If one holds shibuda lav the raisa, it's not automatically. You don't say that even by milbal ped there's a shibud lachas. Midrabbana, there's every milbal bishtar there is a shibud lachas. Even if he didn't write it, even if he didn't write kol lachas ham shibadim lachov zeh, we say the sofer made a mistake. That's achrayis, like saying achrayis to a sofer. He forgot to write that kol anachasim shubadim. It's self-understood kol anachasim shubadim. Let's say a person writes a shtar and he writes bishnas chameishes salachim shvameos v'shivim v'teisha, and he doesn't say what since hakamas hamadin in America since b'riyas ha'olam. He doesn't write what, but it's self-understood. It's since b'riyas ha'olam. So even though the words b'riyas ha'olam are missing, it's self-understood. Or let's say he's going to write from 1776 until today. How many years is it? I lost track already. In 1976, I was alive in 1976, so they were celebrating the 240, no, whatever. So he's going to write in the year 242. He doesn't write what? He writes L'Hakamas HaMedina ba'America. He forgot to write L'Hakamas HaMedina. But if it's obvious what it is, it's not Hakamas Hamdin, and Eretz Yisrael wasn't 242 years ago, and it's not L'Briyas Ha'olam. So if it's obvious what it is, then it's a good start. Or if let's say it says Bishnas Tovshin Ayin Tes, but it doesn't say Chamesh Salafim, it says the year 776 L'Briyas Ha'olam. It's not 776 L'Briyas Ha'olam. That was 5,000 years ago. So even though the sofer forgot to write Bishnas Chamesh Salafim, if you commission the sofer to write you a fancy calligraphy ksuba and they forgot to write Chamesha Salafim, maybe you don't have to pay him the full amount because he was supposed to write it. That's it. If he's paying the money, he's supposed to do the right job. But let's say, just saying, is the ksuba good or not? So the Gemara says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, whenever you have a shtar and something is missing, it's missing b'shnas chamesh salafim, just as b'shnas topshin ayin tes, and they left out the chamesh salafim. So the Gemara says, self understood. Whatever is understood is considered kila nichtav domi. You don't always say kila nichtav domi. Let's say a man wants to divorce his wife, so he says, he writes the date. Everybody knows the nusach of the get. He writes, today is Revi b'Shabbes v'chulei v'chulei. Ani pleini ben pleini v'chulei. And then he says, he never writes megarish es ishti. He writes v'chulei. Es ishti v'chulei. V'areyat v'chulei. But the punchline is missing. So you don't say it. It's self-understood. Or let's say he had the get in this pocket, then he had a newspaper in the other pocket. So he wants to do it. He called the Edom and the Sefer wrote the get and everything has the get, and he says, there is a gitach about Megresh's money, and he gave it a newspaper. It's in an envelope. He gave it a newspaper instead of giving the get. And it's obvious that he meant to give it a get. It's obvious time to obvious morgan, but to get the it says a newspaper. It's the New York Times. It doesn't say a word about getting divorced. So that's no good, even though it's obvious what he meant. So even if he writes v'chule, 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 everybody knows what the v'chule stands for. But he didn't say the punchline, that's no good. So that's the question. Why is it good by the shtar? He says, I borrowed money from Pliny, and I owe Pliny money, and I have to pay it by the end of within the next 5 years. I have 5 years to pay. But he didn't write Kol Nechasim Shabbatim L'Chayipzeh. So why do you say that it's self-understood? But the punchline is missing. The Ikochas Men HaSefer. That's a serious question. We'll talk about it in a minute. That's why does the Gemara say that the Sefer forgot to write Kol Nechasim Shabbatim? Nonetheless, there is Shivan Chas. So that's what the Ritva says. There is a concept of Deka Leperus. There is a concept of Kinyan Lachatzoin. It does exist. Whoever owns the Dekel owns all the Peris that grow from the Dekel. So I can give you ownership of the Dekel completely. So it's all yours. It doesn't belong to me at all. I can tell you, Shutfis 50-50. The Dekel is in my half ownership, half your ownership. So we'll divide all the apples. Two bushels of apples, you'll take one, I'll take one, fine. One bushel, you'll take one bushel. And if just like I can make you a shutif, a 10% shutif, a 90% shutif, 50% shutif, whatever we agree to, so I can make you a shutif, the dekel belongs to you with respect to the peiros of Tavshin Pei. And there's no problem of Davish Labalyam, because the dekel is Baloilam. I'm makna the dekel, which is Baloilam, with respect to something that's like Baloilam. But the forget about the with respect to, but the thing that I'm selling is Bala'alam, so that's not a problem. So that's what the Ritva and the Nesivas both say. Shiva Nechasim is also Kinya Lachatzoy. The Loive is Makna, all of his karkois to the Malba, with respect to Gliya Sachayv. So that's why Abai's opinion, we mentioned yesterday, Abai's opinion in Psach and Daplamin is that Balchoy Lamafrehu Goy, if at the end of the 5 years, the loiva doesn't pay the money, and then the bezin has to take away the karka of the loiva that was meshubed to the malva. So it's a gloy milson the mafreya that the karka belonged to the malva from the very outset. The mafreya who goyim, not from the end of the 5 years, from the beginning of the 5 years. And the Gemara has a whole discussion about that. We don't pass on like Abai. Why is Abai hold like that? Because it was a kinyan with respect to gviya. We hold now it's self understood that the kinyan is lachazman. So the Ritva raises a question. He says it could be that if you hold Shibud Alav Deraisa, even if he wrote a shtar, still Shibud Alav Deraisa. And it could even be that even if he wrote V'chol Nechasam Shibadim L'chayv Zeh, and the character should belong to you with respect to Gviya, it could be that such a he doesn't mean that Kinyan L'chatzayin doesn't exist at all. Of course it exists. I can make you a 50-50 owner of my business. A 40-60 owner, a 20-80 owner, whatever you want to become a shutif, I can act new the dekel of peirosav, even though the peiros are low balon. That bailus lachatzain does it. But this kind of funny bailus lachatzain, the karka of the loiva belongs to the mabba with respect to gvi, and therefore he can even take it away from the lukuchas. So the ritva raises a possibility, maybe if one paskins, shibud alav deraisa, so maybe even if shibda beferish, Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it's a too irregular kind of a kinya lachatzayin. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? Is there any difference halacha l'maisa? Whether shibud deraisa or lav deraisa? If minatara is no shibud l'chosim, but with the rabbanon they instituted shibud l'chosim. So how does it work? So it works midin hafka bezna hafka. Hafka bezna hafka works minatara. Gemara says hafka bezna hafka works minatara. So what's the difference? Is there any difference halacha l'maisa whether shibud deraisa or shibud lav deraisa? So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, only comes up with one difference, halacha l'maaseh. The Gemara has a difference. If you hold Shibuda lav deraisa, and you have no right to collect from the Yisoymin, or from the Lukuchas, so why did they institute Shibud Nechasim? Why did they enable the Malda to collect from the Yisoymin Lukuchas? Because they were afraid. Shalot in Aldelus, Tifnei Lovin. I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to lend money. I lent $20,000. Then the guy dies, and I lost all the money. I lent it to a young person. He got a heart attack, and he died. Then I lent the second time $30,000, and he died. So I'm never going to lend any money anymore. That's a lot of money. To lose how much money? Kadesh Lotin, we're afraid the Malvin won't want to lend anymore. So we make a takana to enable him to collect, even if the labor happens to die. So the question is, a woman had a baby. So the woman had a baby, so she has to bring Karban Hayoledis. Karban Hayoledis is a chatas and an oil. And she has money in the bank account. She has her own bank account. And she dies. And she never brought the Karban. So the chatas and Mesa Bailar, you can't bring. Even if she designated a chatas, you can't bring it after she died. But what about the oil? So she was mafresh and oila mechayim. So then you bring the oila, oila shemesa baleh. You do bring chatu shemesa baleh. One of the chamish chatos amesis that you have to lock it up and let it swap to death. That's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But oila you do bring. What if she was never mafresh the oila, but she left a lot of money in her bank account? So do you say if you hold shibuda deraisa, then you take the money from a bank account from that the yorshim have? And you buy a carbon oil even after she died. She had the baby while she was alive, not that she died and then they took the baby out. She had the baby while she was alive. She kvan ischayva the carbon oil, so she buda deraisa. So you take money from her bank account and you buy a carbon oil. But if she buda lav deraisa, if manatar, there's no shim nechasim. The only reason why they introduced it with the rabbanon is kadesh alotan adavas pifnei loivin. So the Gemara assumes the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give women babies even if they don't bring the korbanos. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to continue to give babies even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The babies are born at the same rate probably as they were before Churban HaBayis. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't stop giving babies. So since the whole concern doesn't apply, the whole reason to make the Takana de Rabbanon doesn't apply, so if you hold Shibud Alav Deraisa, it's only with the Rabbanon. Then by the Aleda Shemesa, if Hefrisha Oilasa, then Makriven, if she's designated the Oila before she died, then the Oila is there, so you have to be Makriven. But if Lehefrisha Oilasa, just you want to take from her assets, from her bank account after she died, and buy a carbon Oila, so if she put it there, I say you do it. If she put a love there, I say, then they're not going to make a takana over there. How do we... Yeah, that's the one and only nafkamina that the Gemara has. On Kiddushin, there's a sefer that what people who learn Kiddushin are familiar with. There's a reason that we don't know who the author is. It's known as the Shita Lo Noda Lami. It's not that the person was such a tzanua that he didn't want anybody to know. They lost the first page of the manuscript and they don't know who the author is. Okay. So you always have something interesting to say. Shita Lo Noda Lami always has something unique. I was talking recently about the Yisuri Hano. If I sell Basa B'chodov and I get paid money, is that a Nisa Deraisa and Nisa Rabbanan? It was this year. It's about this year. So that Shita L'Nada L'Mi, he has that awkward opinion that if I sell Basa B'chodov Deraisa and I get paid money, that's only a violation of Yisuri Hano Midirabban. That's Gram Hano. Hano Minatar is I get Hano from the thing itself. Not that I sold and I got money and then I use the money to buy something. That's Gram Hanoi. Hanoi is only direct Hanoi. So that's believe it or not, cheap. That Ripley's believe it or not, they talk about the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva about that. How they read the Gemaras? It's against all the Gemaras. So they miyashiv it. How it goes? So the Shita l'nada ne on Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel, but the Gemara only has the one and only nafkemina. Where the Shibuta deraisa, lav deraisa, only nafkemina is the oledes shelo hifrisha oilasa. Do you take away from her, from the estate, from her estate, in order to bring the oil up? Nafkemina Gemara has said he rattles off another six nafkeminas, very complicated, detailed nafkeminas. You have to be holding mamish in the middle of Chosh Mishpat to know what he's talking about. I don't know. You have to break your head to figure out. But the Gemara only has this one nafkemina. But the Aled Dushamesa, but lehi frisha oilasa, whether she buried their eyes or loved their eyes. So it's not too relevant. Whether she buried their eyes or loved their eyes. If we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. And we don't have the Shadow coming up every day. The Oled has died. There's no Karbonis today. So how do you paskin? It's not too relevant. How do you paskin whether she buried their eyes or loved their eyes? It's a long shach in Simon Lamites. Simon Lamites al Chosh Mishpah. The first Simon in Malva Valoiva. Shulchan Aruch starts with Hilchas Dayanim. Then you have Hilchas Eidus. And the yeshivas, they learn Hilchas Dayanim, Hilchas Eidus. That's not Chosh Mishpat. Chosh Mishpat starts with Simon Lametes. The Simon Lametes, Hilchas Mavav Aloyva, that they usually don't learn. How to fill out a star, and what are the dinim, Gvia Sachayim, and so on, Schivas Perlim, and everything. Mekuchem Memkar. So Simon Lametes is the first Simon in Hilchas Mavav Aloyva. So there's a very long shach, where he quotes, Marachem, all Marach, he quotes, shach knows how to quote. He quotes, Ten Rishonim Mahal Shibuddha Deraisa, Ten Rishonim Mahal Shibuddha Lav Deraisa. And he comes to the conclusion, Sveik Edina. It's not too relevant. My nafkemina. If the Oled has died before she designated a Korban Oilo, whether Nishtabda and Nechaseh, it's not too relevant. So anyway, that's a machloikis and the Gemara, whether she Buddha deraisa, lav deraisa, and a machloikis, the Shach quotes, major machloikis are Rishonim. Halacha lemaise, again, if she Buddha deraisa, then if Shibu Nechaseh, even in the middle of Alpeh, Menatur. If Shibura lav deraisa, there isn't a Shibin Lachasim even build a Bishtar. Just Ritva raised an issue. What if it's a Milva Bishtar and you wrote Beferish about it? Rahreni Mishabit called Karko Oisai. He wrote Beferish is Mishabit. If Shibda Beferish, if Yol Shibura lav deraisa, what if Shibda Beferish? The Ritva thinks that even Shibda Beferish is also lav deraisa, if Yol Shibura lav deraisa, according to that opinion. And others disagree with the Ritva. That's an issue. But Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah at the end of Bava Basra says that there are two differences between a Milbal Peh and a Milbal Bishtar. Milbal Peh means I lent you $1,000 and I had two witnesses watching to make sure that you won't deny it later on. So that's a Milbal Peh. Milbal Bishtar, I lent you $1,000 and you gave me a document that's signed by two witnesses, not a Shtar B'Ksav Yodah. Shtar B'Ksav Yodah is not 100% the same as a Milbal Bishtar. He has a Shtar that's signed by two Edim. This ascertained the Reuben O'Shimon, $1,000. He lent them the money in this day. So the Mishnah says there are two differences halacha l'maisa between Milva Bishtar and Milva Peh. One difference is, first difference is I come to you and I say I lent you $1,000. You never paid me. The guy says paraiti. What do you mean I did pay you? So the Edom come and they say yes, he lent them $1,000, but he says paraiti. So the Edom don't contradict that. They weren't holding his hand. They weren't with them. Lozaz Yodim Toch Yodais for the last 5 years. Maybe he did pay him. They don't know. So then the Loive is Nemet to say Paraiti if it's a Milbal Peh. It's a Milbal Shtar. He's ain't a Nemet to say Paraiti because the Malva says Shtar Chab Yodim, my boy. It's not true. If it were really true that you paid up the $5,000, how come I still have the Shtar? The fact that I have the Shtar is the right that you didn't pay up. So the first difference is that in Milva Bishtar, the loiv is not nemet to tanya paraita because shtarcha biyada, my boy, as opposed to Milva Peh, the loiv is nemet to say paraita. The second difference is that by Milva Bishtar, there's even shibin nechosim, you can even collect from the lukuchas. And in Milva Peh, you cannot collect from the lukuchas. What about collecting from Isaimim? So that's what the Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Javai, they both said Milva Peh, the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra says that the second difference between Milva Bishtar and Milva Peh is what you collect from the lekuchas, but from the yisayimim, you even collect the bitzim lavalka. Okay.
The fact that there's a kolor, that's not a difference.
The reason why you can't collect from the lekuchas by milval peh, because leis lekolor. Why is leis lekolor? Because man the yosef bitzina yosef. When a person borrows money, he doesn't want everybody to know that he's broke. Everybody's going to know he's broke. So then he's going to try to sell some of his property to get gifts. Everybody's going to bargain him down. Because, you know, like we said earlier, I'll have an offer kazuze. So everybody's going to know not to give him a decent price. Because he's hard pressed for the money. So he'll settle whatever you'll offer him, he'll settle for. So that's what the Gemara says. Man, the Yosef, if a person borrows money, but Tzina Yosef. So Halva usually is going to be leis lekolor. So we're concerned. You can't, in the middle of Alpez, leis lekolor, so you have no right to take away from the lekuchas, because say that the lekuchas, you'll ruin the whole real estate business. People won't want to buy karkos anymore. The guy will buy a karka, innocent person will buy karka, then the karka will be taken away from him. When people, before people buy karka, so they get a lawyer to make a search to see if there's any lien. How are you going to find out if there's a lien? It's a milva peh. No one's going to know about it. Milva peh. The two adim know, but no one's going to know. If you have a milva bishtar, so then they sign the shtar, and then the adim will sign a shtar. It's understood that everyone's going to find out about it. Everyone will know that he owes money. So that'll be isle kolah. But milva peh is leisle kolah, because man the yosef, one who borrows money, but zino yosef. So that's why they made this takana. The chiluk between milva bishtar and milva peh, that for sure is only the rabbanim. On the level of their eyes, they're both the same. Either shibud olav their eyes and neither have shibud nechasim, or shibud their eyes that they both do have shibud nechasim. So the distinction between milva peh and milva bishtar with respect to shibud nechasim, that's al pi pash, that's only mid the rabbanim. So the question is, what creates the shibud nechasim? If you hold shibud their eyes, if you hold Shibura Deraisa, so when you borrow the money, that creates a Shiva Nechasim. Why? Why does that create Shiva Nechasim? Because of Matan Moes. Just like when I give money to a girl, I say, Hariat Mekudeshesli. So the Matan Moes is kind of Ishus. Matan Moes is Karkas Niknes Bekesef. The Gemara says that it's the same din. Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephron. Avram Avina purchased Stei Ephron with Abba Meir Shekel Kesef Avela Sacher, he gave him cash. So there's such a kinyan of kinyan. Karkas Niknes Bekesef. So Kiddushin can also be done Bekesef, because the same verb appears. Kiika Chishisha appears by Kiddushin. It says Vayika Chos Kalarza Miyodai. When Avram Avinu purchased the Moros HaMachpela from Ephron Achiti, so it says also the verb Vayika, Vayika Chos Kalarza Miyodai. So the Gemara has this Gzereshava or whatever, the Rishonim say maybe it's not Gzereshava, maybe it's a Gila Milsa, that the word Kicha usually has a connotation of Kesef. So it's the same Kesef that's kind of Kiddushin, is kind of Karka, and the Gemara says that it's the same thing Kesef that makes Pidyon Hegdish. When Hegdish, when the Gizba wants to offer the Hegdish for auctions it off to the highest bidder, so the pasuk says, "V'nas na kesef v'kamlo." Tyson said there is no such pasuk, but they took together words from a few different psukim and they wrote it as if it were a pasuk. "V'nas na kesef v'kamlo" means whenever you pay the hegdish, so that's a kinyan kesef, and it's the same thing by halvor. Matan moes is a kinyan. When I lend you $1,000, and matan moes is kinyan de shibud. Matan Mos is kind of Ishus, Matan Mos is kind of Karka, Matan Mos is kind of Shibudim, that you have to pay me back. So that's why. When I lend you money, so Matan Mos is kind of. So what if my Shor is Mazik you? There is no Matan Mos. My Shor made a damage, $2,000 worth of damage. There's no Kenyan Matan Mos. No Kenyan at all. And you still say, if you hold Shibudah there, Isa, it applies not only to Halvor, it applies. Even to Niske Behemto. So you have to say differently. If you hold Shibura Deraisa, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan to be kind of the karkos of the loive. The karka should be coded to the marble with respect to Gvir. The din is, whenever there's a Shibud, Schiris Poyalim, chayvo mazik nizke behemto all achov tal rabbis nizikin maser mefagel whatever the chiyuv, whatever the shomrim, whatever the nature of the chiyuv, whenever there's a chiyuv mamon beinad machavero, the Torah says it carries with it the shibin lechosm. That's if you hold shibuda deraisa. If you hold shibuda lab deraisa, there is no such din, and we have a compromise. We say there is shibin lechosm by kark by milvah vishtar. The noshim lechasim by milvah pe. So halacha lemaisa that we paskin is only shim lechasim and milvah bishtar, not milvah pe. Why is that? That's because the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan, just like karka is nicknames bishtar. So the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan to be kind of the karkois of the loiva with respect to gviya. That's the pshat. Or no. If you would have said Shibura deraisa, you didn't need any kinyan matmos to be kind of the karkos of the loyda. Even a shor shehizik, my shor makes a hezik shemver regal for $2,000. There's also a shibin lechosim in our Torah. If you hold Shibura deraisa, so what's kind of the shibin lechosim? You don't need a kinyan. The Torah says whenever one person owes money to the other, the Torah says a shibin lechosim. Without any need for kin, so, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin milbal peh. There's no shibin lechosim. So maybe the reason why there's no shibin lechosim milbal peh, whether it's minatorim or the rabbanon, this distinction is clearly minatorim. Distinction. That's what the Rashba says. The chilek between milbal peh milvah bishtar with respect to shibin lechosim. That distinction is certainly minatorim. And the reason for the distinction is because of pseudo de lekuches. Milvah peh is leislei kolo, because mandi yosef etzina yosef, and milvah bishtar is islei kolo. So maybe the pshat is, if you have a milvah bishtar and it's islei kolo, so maybe the shtar is really a shtar raya. But because it's a shtar raya, so that's why it's going to be islei kolo. Usually you say milvah bal peh, mandi yosef etzina yosef. It doesn't want people to know about it, so it's going to be leislei kolo. But if he the loiva authorizes the Edom to sign the shtar, then it's going to make it into islei kolo. So maybe whenever there's a milvah bishtar, then we say that the chov creates the shibud. That's a big question. When we distinguish between milvah bishtar and milvah bapeh with respect to Shibin lechosim, is it because the shtar functions as a shtar kinyan, the bikoin of the shibin lechosim? No, the shtar is a shtar raya. But now it's islei kolos, and emela the shibud. However, the shibud came about, the shibud creates the shibin lechosim. My nafkemina, so this is a major machlokes tesis on the first daf in Gittin. Has this machlokes here, the Gemara Gittin? And Tosis explains, if you check it all up, Tosis quotes a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. There are two girsas, it hinges on one letter. Mishas ksibuhu dishtabir or mishas ksubuhu dishtabir. Whether they're correct in a manuscript, sometimes hard to tell. In handwriting, is the letter a yud or a vav? Sometimes you have a sefer Torah. I think Rabbi Wiedeblatt told me that this week when they were laying in Kriyas HaTorah in his shul, in the Shatnestein shul, so they had a shaila on the Sefer Torah, whether it's a vav or a yud. They don't have any tinek d'lachakim alatipish over there. They only have gedolim, adults. They don't have any tinekis over there. So he said they cover up all the letters, and they asked him, it's hard to tell. You cover up all the letters. You have to know what size the letters are. If you don't, to determine whether it's a vav or a yud, you have to know what the script is. So they probably showed him the other part, a different column. You see the size of the letters, so based on the size of the letters, they covered everything up. Is this a yud or is this a lav? So there's such a... Now all the Gemaras are printed. But in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, before they printed the Shas, so all the Gemaras were handwritten. So the difference between a yud and a vav is very... Sometimes it's very hard to tell. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. Here's the Tosfos. The Tosfos is Gimel Amud Beis in Gittin. Big fat Tosis, Dibra Maslay, Goivim and Achasim Mishubadim. So Tosis has two girsas in the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, whether it's a Vav or Yud, Mishas Ksubuhu Dishtabur or Mishas Ksibuhu Dishtabe. we paskan la locha, the Gemara says on Dalan Amin Aleph and Gittin. There are two types of shtar. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. Let's say a man wants to get married. So we, our practice is we're mekadosh deisha bekesef. We have mekadosh bekesef. We give shava kesef. We give a ring. The Rama quotes that from the Zohar. Our meaning is we give a ring, and shava kesef is dina kikesef. We say Rama kadosh esli betabazu. That's kedusha kesef. What if a guy wants to be mekadosh bishtar, exotic? So mekadosh bishtar is also good. The Rambam says kranog kol yisrael the kadosh bekesef. The Rambam writes it because he was fighting against the Karaites. So there are different groups of Karoim. There were Karoim in Europe and Asia and in Africa. Each group has their own shtick, certain things they have in common. So one of the things they all have in common is they're not Ger is Kedusha Kesef, because Kedusha Kesef is Torah Shebal Peh. Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. So they don't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh. So none of them have Kedusha Kesef. So the Rambam says, call Israel the Kaddish B'Kesef. By the Orthodox Jews, that's what he means. It doesn't mean the Jews. It means the Orthodox Jews, Amikadosh Bekesef, to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. We have other things like that also. The Rambam says, for Bris Milah, going to be a Bris here in the Beis Medrash this coming Monday, Rabbi Storch, Moshe, what's his name? Strouch. Moshe Strouch. Waited a long, long time. So he finally had a baby boy, so he's going to have a Bris. So the Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchas Milah that he quotes a Gemara from Chulin. You can do the Bris Milah with a knife, with the scissors, with a sharp piece of paper. Sometimes you can cut your finger on a sharp piece of paper, an envelope, a sharp blade of grass, a sharp piece of glass, anything that's sharp. Then it says, no, call Israel. The meaning by the Jews is to do the Bris Milah with a knife. Why do the Bris with a knife? Why don't you cut with the scissors? The answer is because the Karaites insisted that you have to use the scissors, because that's, they also have their Torah Shebal Peh. Because it says like that in Sefer Yeshua. It says Kach Lacha Charvos Tzurim Shumolas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. What it means Charvos Tzurim means two knives that cut one against the other. So they insist you have to do Bris Milah with the scissors. So the Rambam says, the meaning by Kfanah, call Yisrael, the meaning by the Orthodox Jews is, by the Rabbinic Jews who follow the Torah Shebal Peh, we do not use a knife, scissors. We dafka do not use it. We use a knife, even though it's strange, which really, sometimes they'll show you a video of a model doing a Bris Milah, and then there's a little there tzitzin hanging there, so he's going to cut off the loose edges with a knife, and it looks so funny. And when they show you the video, they'll ask you, why didn't they cut it off with the scissors? So the fellow who, the moel, who was showing the video, he didn't realize that. There's baggage over here. The Rambam writes, the meaning is that we use a knife and not a scissors because the Karaites insisted on using a scissors. So we go out of our way. We don't use a scissors. We use dafka knife. Balamar writes, that's why we have cholent also. What do you need cholent for? It's so complicated. Whether you're allowed to rehate the food and so on. So he says, whoever does need warm food on Shabbat, Tzorach, B'dik, Achrov, because the Karaites understood, you can't have any fires on Shabbos. So Friday night, the food will be warm because he warmed it up on Erev Shabbos, and it's still hot. But on Shabbos morning, the food is not going to be warm. And the Karaites sat in the dark, and Friday night, they ate in the dark. So we say a bracha, l'hadlik nesh al Shabbos, even though the Gemara never says you say a bracha. So some claim that bracha was instituted in the days of the Gaonim, then when they were fighting against the Karoim. The Karoim said it's an Avera to light candles on Erev Shabbos and to leave it until Shabbos. So some historians think, because there's no mocker, there's no earlier mocker. The earliest mocker is in the days of the Gaonim. So some say the bracha was instituted by the Gaonim to encourage all the people to follow the Torah Shabbat. There's nothing wrong with leaving on lights. But Mamalikans, nothing wrong with leaving lights. And we bedavke have warm food on Shabbos morning to demonstrate that we don't accept what the Karoim did. So here again. So let's say a man wants to be mekadosh an isha b'shtar. So that's a shtar kinyan. That's a shtar kinyan. He's creating kedushan a shtar kinyan. Let's say a man divorces his wife. That's a shtar kinyan to create gerushin, to break the issues. So how do you accomplish a shtar? So we paskan lalocha and dalad amaralach megitin the ede mesira karsi. You don't have to have witnesses signed on the piece of paper. That's the piece of paper that says haret mekudeshesli. No witnesses signed at all. But he gave the piece of paper in the presence of two witnesses. Or he writes in the piece of paper haret mekudeshesli many, and has nobody signed on it. There's no shtar raya. She can't prove anything with this piece of paper. But there were two eidim watching when the husband gave over the get to the wife. So that's machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Lozer, a recurrent machlokes in Maseches Gittin, keeps on coming up time and time again. So the Gemara paskens on dalan and al halachik Rav Lozer begitin. We pasken like Rav Lozer, the Tana Rav Lozer, that eidim mesira karsi. Eidim mesira karsi is only on shtori kinyan. If you want to be kind of ishus, you want to be kind of gerishin, you want to be kind of karkas, so you say, if you give the shtar over in the presence of two witnesses, even though nobody signed on the piece of paper, it's still good because eidim mesira karsi. What if you want to have a shtar raya? So shtar raya is not shach to say eidim mesira karsi. Shtar raya have to be muchach mitoche. If the eidim don't sign, so there's no shtar raya. That's a double pashut like that. The Tosfos Ridin Bava Basra writes like that, but it's a double pashut like that. Rav Soloveitchik didn't know there was a Tosfos Ridin said like that. He said that he once was saying over this Dvar Torah to Rav Shimon Shkop, and he says he didn't understand. Rav Shimon Shkop didn't agree with him originally. He postulated a double pashut that the whole idea of Eidim Mesira Karsi is only by Shtori Kinyan. A shtar raya, you have to be mucham mitoche. If you have no witnesses signed, not a shtar raya. So he says, it took him a long time till he convinced Reb Shimon Shkop that premise was correct. I don't know, the students he convinced right away. We thought it was common sense like that. That's what the Tosfos Rid writes, a double pashut like that. So Tosfos has two girsas, the Tosfos in Gittin, Gimelam and Beis, Dibur HaMaschal, the Goyvim, and the Chasim Shabbatim, has two girsas. What's the din? I borrowed $10,000 from you, then I give you a shtar that says, I, Herschel Schechter, owe you, Pliny and Pliny, $10,000, and I give it to you in the presence of two witnesses. But nobody signed on it. So it's not a shtar raya. Is it a shtar kinyan? Shtar halvoya. That if you have a milvah b'shtar, the shimin l'chosim, milvah p'ed, no shimin l'chosim, that functions as a shtar kinyan. The shtar is kind of karka. So the shtar is kind of the shiba nechasim, the kinya lachatzoin. Oh no, it's a shtar raya. If you have a shtar raya, then it's going to be isle kolo. He's going to show the shtar raya that there's going to be isle kolo. So in that case, we say that the chayv creates the shiba nechasim. You don't need, not that the shtar creates the shiba nechasim, the chayv creates the shiba nechasim. So that's really questionable. But Rashi writes over here on this Gemara. Again, let's go back again. The last line on Zayin Amid Beis, he only has Bein in this Viziburis, and he owes everybody. He owes Nezikin, he owes Bal Chayves, he owes Ksubas Isha, and he only has Bein in this Viziburis. So the price, this price, it says Nezokin El Bal Chayv take Bein in this, and Ksubas Isha take Ziburis. So the Gemara says on the second line from the top, Ketoni Miyo Mitzia. It says in the middle of this Brisa, the Emtzah Brisa Mitzia. Bein this viziburis, the bottom line, the zokan b'chayv the bein in this gemara says why, if all he has is bein in this viziburis, teyasa bein in this shalom, if b'shalom hein shaman, so the bein in this is idis, and only the nizikin should take from the bein in this, the b'chayv shouldn't be entitled to take from bein in this, if b'shalom hein shaman, so the bein in this is considered ziburis, v'yam if b'shalom hein shaman teyasa bein in shalom ki idis, v'yidoche b'chayv eitzel aziburis. And for the Gemara, you're right. If all he had to from the beginning was Bein this and Ziburis, you're right. The Bachar would only take from Ziburis. The price must be talking about a case, Gan Shoyes HaLeidus and Mechora. Originally had all three, Eidus, Bein this and Ziburis. And when was Mechora? Rashi says, La'achar Halvoa. La'achar Halvoa, because the Halvoa made the Shiba Nechasim. Is that really true? The Halvoa makes. The Halvoa doesn't make the Shiba Nechasim. You have to build Alpeh. Doesn't create a shiva nechasim, only milvah b'shtar. So when you say milvah b'shtar, the shtar is the shtar kinyan that's kind of the shiva nechasim. So l'chor the Rashi is not meduyek. Rashi is not going to go into all the details over here. L'achar alva means after the whole halvah was over, after he gave him the shtar. But what's Taka the Din? If you want to be Medaikan, what is Taka the Din? When the Shimon HaChasim is created after the Loibe gives the Shtar to the Malva, not after the Halvor. The Rashi is slightly imprecise. I would write the same as Rashi. I wouldn't start going into all the details. I would also write like Rashi. But if you want to be Medaik, so when is the Shimon HaChasim only chal after the Loibe gives the Shtar to the Malva? And why does that work when he gives the Shtar? Is it because the Shtar is the Shtar Kinyan? Just like Karka is Niknas Bishtar. So it's Nikna Lachatzoin. Shimon HaChasim is a Kinyan Lachatzoin. So he kind of Bishtar. Or he's saying, no, the Shtar can be a Shtar is a Shtar Raya, not a Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar is a Shtar Raya. Once you have a Shtar Raya, it's Islay Kolo. And once it's Islay Kola, then I say the Shibur is Chal, because there's a Chayv over here. So those were the two opinions in Taisus and Gittin Daf Gimel on the days.
If they wrote the Shtar, let's say 2 days after the Halva,
yeah,
right. So he only has a Shibur up until the time the Shtar was written, right?
The Shibur only takes effect after he gives it to him.
So doesn't that demonstrate?
It's always a problem. How can there's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, Kosem Shtala Loiv Afal Pish Ein Malve Imo. The Loiv comes to the Eidim and he says, write me a Shtar. I want to borrow $10,000 from Mr. Rothschild, the wealthy banker, and he doesn't have time for me. He's not going to lend me the money unless I have a Shtar. I want to have a Shtar prepared. So I want to have sign a Shtar that says, I owe Rothschild $10,000. And then I'll show him the Shtar and then he'll lend me money. Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, Kosem Shtar Laloiv, Afal Pishayim Malveima. The Edom are allowed to sign the Shtar. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how do Edom have the right to sign the Shtar? Why not be Choshesh? Shemakos Elilvus Benissim Laloba Tishrei. The Edom will sign with today's date. And he's not going to get to speak to the wealthy Mr. Rothschild, the banker, until 6 months from today. Shemakos Elilvus Benissim Laloba Tishrei. You wait to Tishrei, then they're going to give him a shtar, and then they'll collect from the lekuchas who bought karka after Nissan, but he didn't give him the shtar until Tishrei. So the Shimon HaChasim is only starting from Tishrei. So the Edom signed, and they're causing a kilkul to lekuchas shaloi kedin. How do they have the right to sign shosh shtar? So the Gemara tells you how. The Gemara tells you how. It's only if konim yodim. It's only if the Edom will make a kabbalas kinyan with the loiva. They give him a handkerchief as representing Mr. Rothschild, because he says he wants to borrow money from Rothschild. It says in the Shtar, I, Shechter, borrowed $10,000 from Mr. Rothschild, the banker, in such an address. And then the Edom gives me a handkerchief to be kind on behalf of Mr. Rothschild, Shimon HaChasim. So in the event that I borrow the money later, Shimon HaChasim is chal milam apreya. Shimon HaChasim is chal from Nissen, from the time that they gave me the handkerchief. If I never get to borrow the money, so the Shibud was never Chal. So understood that the Kinyan Suder was only on the understanding that there's going to be a Halva later. But if there will be a Halva, then the Halva is Koine, the Shibud Nechasim, Mila Mafreya. It's not Mikar al Halva. That's why we have all the time, let's say, at the Chasim's Tish. So the Rabbi gives a handkerchief to the Chasim. He's not even married yet. The Rabbi gives a handkerchief to the Chasim to create a Shibud Nechasim in case he divorces his wife, or in case he dies, so she should have the right to collect the ksuba, and the Shibud Nechasim is as of now. Then the Edom sign. Then the Edom leave. The Edom leave before the chuppah. So how do they know the ksuba was given on the same day? Maybe the shtar ksuba is only given on the next day. Very often it is given on the next day. The shkia in between. So the Edom signed on the first day, with the date of the first day. And the ksuv is not given till under the chuppah, so it's given on the second day. So the Shimon HaChasim really begins from the second day, and the shtar is hasheker. You may be mafse lekuchas. The chasim doesn't have time to sell any kakoyas in the middle of the wedding, but there may be a real estate man there. He may sell some kakoyas on the side, in the middle of the chasim stitch. How do you have a right to do that? So the answer is the Edomek, we write with kanini minei. We made a kabbalas kinyan suda. So we made a kinyan on the Shibud Nechasim. So even if the ksuba is not given till a year later, if for some reason or another, even if they don't give the ksuba till a year later, it doesn't matter. Shibud Nechasim is chal as of the first day when they made the kinyan.
Wouldn't it even be a question to begin with, because Tanaim exists up until the chuppah? Because once you're under the chuppah, then you're married, and the ksuba kicked in. So wouldn't you need to write mikan anyway, and not the shas to the sinas ksuba?
I don't get it. Again, what do
you
say?
The tanaim and the chasen says you sign. That's for if you don't make it to the chuppah, no?
Tanaim, the old tanaim, they used to sign when they got engaged. So he would write, they're getting engaged, and they're both obligating themselves to get married to each other by a certain date. And if they don't, they sometimes write within a reasonable amount of time. And if either party backs out, they accept upon themselves a penalty to pay the other party because of the embarrassment. That's the old style of tanoim. Now they have the tanoim right before the march down to the chuppah. So what do you mean if either party backs out? They already sent out all the invitation. All the guests are waiting for them to march down. So now it does make sense to say if you're going to back out, you're going to pay a penalty. That's what he used to say. He used to say the father of the girl will pay a penalty to the chassan if his daughter backs out. And the girl and the boy's father will pay a penalty to the girl's family if the boy backs out. Whoever backs out, then they would take the rich uncle. They would say, in case the father doesn't pay, the rich uncle is backing up. He's an orev. He'll pay the penalty for the backing out. So today, Rav Moshe finds out it doesn't make sense to have that whole nusach. So Rav Moshe changed the whole nusach of the tanoim. So it doesn't say what he used to say. So just Rav Moshe wrote a nusach. It's not a tanoim. Moshe wrote a nusach. This is to ascertain that the father of the chassan, the father of the kala, made a declaration in our presence, in the presence of the two witnesses, that no outstanding obligations so far means when they had an engagement party or whatever, they bought a ring or whatever, so nobody owes money to the other party. By the time you get to the chuppah, they probably don't owe any money. Okay, no outstanding obligations. And they're going to see to it that the children get married today. Of course, they're going to march the children down the aisle. So he changed the whole nusach. That's what the tanoim are now. Everybody uses Rav Moshe's tanoim. The Hasidim don't. The Hasidim still use the old text of tanoim. But it's the joke. What do you mean? They're obligating themselves to get married, and if they back out from the shidduch, back out when from the shidduch? Before he marched down the aisle. If you back out from the shidduch, they'll pay a penalty. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Are you saying on the tanoim they sign and they specify that it's taking on now, that the shahr is chal from now and on.
The what's chal from now?
By the ksuba.
He writes, if I divorce you or if I die before you, then I have to give you $100,000, a lot of money there. The ksuba is peanuts. The ksuba is only 200 zuz. But the tosefis and the nedunya, that's way more. That adds up to $100,000. So that, he says, that shibin chasim is chal take it from yet.
Where do we establish that the whole idea of mitav, like it's back to, I guess, the idea of mitav, like where do we establish that mitav applies to all nezikin and not just the case, I guess, of shame where the pasuk is referencing?
The original pasuk is shame v'rego, but then the Gemara had a gzera shava, tachas nesini shalom kesef. Where was that? Hey Amar Aleph. A long Rashi, he quotes all the pasukim b'chumash, a long Rashi on the bottom. Wherever it says the word tachas on the sin or yishalom or kesef, you have this octopus of exereshava, everything, all the 24 ovos nezikin, with the other two, with the moser mafagel also, Tosha says. Everything has to pay meitav. Just the machlegs, what about balchayv? The balchayv is also manatar b'meitav. That was one opinion in Gittin Daf Nun, and we don't pasch like that. We pasch balchayv dina manatar b'ziburis kidu'ulo, as they quote over here, dvatar. They elevated it that it should be Beninus instead. Yeah. So that was the big Zereshov. So that's a machlokes, two girsas. That's important. Two girsas. The Rambam also has these two opinions. The Rambam quotes the different opinions. Rambam usually does not, that's unusual. Rambam usually does not quote two opinions. Rambam left out all the machlokes in it. Once in a while, when he has a machlokes with the Goyim. So he'll quote two opinions. So this is one of the cases where the Rambam quotes a machlokes. Yeah.
Rabbi, which girsa implies which opinion?
I don't remember. You got to take a look. It's a line in the middle of a whole paragraph in Bava Basra. So you got to take a look. And the Tosfos in Gittin on Gimel Amud Beis. But the girsa is a difference in one letter. Mishas Ksuva, Mishas Ksiva. So again, so strictly speaking, if you want to be picky, the Rashi did not write precisely. If Rashi would have written precisely, we would know what he's talking about. Rashi writes, "Shkon shohosel leidus and mechora lachar halvoa." Strictly speaking, lachar halvoa is not enough. It should mean lachar halvoa or lachar shamosar haloyves hashtar liyad hamalve. Before he gives over the shtar to the malve, so there is no shiva nechosel. So if he had it is beinus and ziburis, and he borrowed money. And he wrote a shtar halva and he gave it to the malve. So kran nishtabit hakarka beinanis to the malve, and then he sold the idis. It's not going to help to say bishalohein shaman. And since beinanis is the best that he has now, beinanis is considered idis, and it's not going to be nishtabit to the bachav. It already was nishtabit to the bachav at the time that the loive gave the shtar halva to the malve. The Beninus was Nishtabit, then only after he gave it to the Malva, then he sold the Edis. Now the Beninus is considered Edis. But at the time that he made the Halva, and the time that he gave, the Loibi gave the Shtar Halva to the Malva, the Beninus was Beninus, because at that time he had Edis. Nice, easy answer. Then he was Acharami Mistabra. You have to say it like that. Why? Midiktoni achriti, because we have another brisa that contradicts this brisa. Beinanis v'ziburis. All he has is beinanis v'ziburis, and he owes nizikin balchoy ben ksubas isha. So the second brisa contradicts the first one. It says only nizok can collect edis, balchoy ben ksubas isha collects ziburis. So it's a contradiction. Kashen adodi, because the first brisa says nizokin and the Balchayiv, they both collect from the Beinanis. Only the Ksubashisha collects from the Ziburis. So Tastira, Kasha, and Adodi, Elolav, the answer is Shmami. No, you have to say that. Kasha, Esel, Edis, and Bechora. He had all three, Edis, Beinanis, and he sold the Edis La'achar Ha'alvor, after he gave the Shtar to the Malva already. And Khan, and the other second price is Shaloh, Esel, Edis, and Bechora. It doesn't have to be Shaloh, Esel, Edis, and Bechora. It means he sold the Edis. Sold the Edis before the Halvor, or before he gave over the Shtar to the Malve. So at the time that the Sheep and the Chasim was Chal, the Beinanis was the Edis if you hold B'Shalohen Shaman. Fine. So the Gemara is now assuming B'Shalohen Shaman. That's why Tosis Paschal is like that, and that's why the Ramam and the Shulchan Aruch Paschal like that. B'Shalohen Shaman. Then the Gemara says, "V'iboy yisema," but if you want, you can give a different resolution to this contradiction. First, the Gemara says, "No contradiction is no machlokes. No machlokes. Talk about different cases." Ha'isal edus mechor, lo ha'isal edus mechor. Then say, "V'iboy yisema id v'id yishalor ha'isal edus mechor." But like Kasha, they talk about two different cases, no machlokes. Finally, the Gemara says, "Maybe there is a machlokes. Whether b'shalor in shomer or b'shalor lo in shomer. That's the pashup shot." That's the machlokes. But first few suggestions in the Gemara were that there's no machlokes in the Tanaim. We're talking about different cases. So the first suggestion was hoysel leidus and mechor achar ha'halvoa. So then it's kvar nishtabed habeinanis to the balchoyv. And kancha lo hoysel leidus and mechor means he had edis, but he sold it before the halvoa. So at the time that the loive gives the shtar halvoa over to the malve, he doesn't have any edis there. So the Beninus is to us a Beninus Shalom Ki Yidis because it's B'Shalohin Shalom. So what's the second suggestion? Yibay Yisayim Yidi Vidi Shalom Ha'isal Yidis in Mechora V'loi Kash Hodi Shad Beninus Shalom Ki Yidis the Alma Kan Lo Shad Beninus Shalom Ki Yidis the Alma. In other words, what? That B'Shalohin Main Shalom B'Shalohin, that's how Rashi writes Yidi V'Yidi, Rashi writes Shalom Ha'isal Yidis in Mechora D'Kol Yamba B'Shalohin Main Shalom. We're changing the whole story. The first suggestion was that the both prices hold b'shalohen shaman, but they're talking about two cases. V'ibay same, but they both hold b'shalohem and shaman, and they're talking about different cases, and there's no contradiction. V'ibay same, man, if you want, you can get a different resolution how they're not contradicting each other. This is the machlokes whether b'shalohen shaman. Or b'shalohem ein shaman. Why do you have to say there's no machlokes? The simple reading is that there is a machlokes. So that's machlokes. B'shalohem. And Ravino Omer and Gansen a different shot. Ravino Omer, it's a different machlokes. B'du'u l'pligi, the Omer u'lo. What does Zula say? So again, the Rishami has an opinion that Beinonis is Minatara by Balchoy. That's the Fei Naiman is that. But the Bavli never entertained such a spur. Beinonis is going to be there. I said, there is the Bavli holds no mocker. So either you start off by Balchoy with Idis and you knock him down because of the consideration that Tosis quotes. To deter the loan shark, so you start dino b'ziburis, but kadeshal otanu dalas b'fnei lom, so elevated it to beinus. So ula holds v'atar b'chol b'zibush, and I'm chutz tamid. Yeah, ma darkin shalom hotzi pachna ma tamam b'chol b'beinus. Why they make it higher? Kadeshal otanu b'fnei lom. So what's the machlokes in the brises? Maris leitakanta dula, maris leitakanta dula. So Rashi writes, here there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi writes, this Braisa and Amid Beis, Leis Leitakanta Du'ulo, that's why it says that Balchoiv is Biziburis. This Braisa is a Braisa Keduma that was written before the Takanas on Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a Takana Balchoiv collects from Beinonis, that's Midirabbanan, but Minatar there is no such thing. So this is a Braisa that was written before they made that Takana. So the Braisa says Balchoiv is Dina Biziburis. You have old brises that record what the din used to be before the Chachamim made a takana. The brises were written in a generation before they had the takana. That's how Rashi reads it. Rashi writes, "Bedu'ulu kam befligi." Where's the Rashi? So Rashi says, "Afilu habalei nami idis dash tavoy lebenin is gemur benedei beni afilu hachis filu." The Lishka Bachov is Iburis. The Tana over here in this Brisa on the bottom of Zion on the base. So the Brisa is just recording the Din Derais. The Rashi is difficult. The Rashi is problematic. Because the Brisa says Beferish. Here are three lines from the bottom. Hoyelo Idis Beninis of Ziburis and Zakaminis Bachov Beninis Ksuvasish of Ziburis. How can you say the Brisa was a Brisa Ketuma that is listing off the Din Derais of Bachov Din of Ziburis? They didn't yet make the takon. It says beferish. If he has all three, hoylo idis beninus v'ziburis, zokin beidis v'achol beninus. How can Rashi say like that? So that's why Tosis doesn't like their Rashi. Tosis doesn't mention that Rashi says like that. But Tosis is obviously disagreeing with the Rashi. The Tosis dibar maschal mar leis le takon to do the davka ocha leis the leis le idis. Here he helps from the takona. But if you would have Idis, Beinins, and Ziburis, then everyone would agree that there's a takon. The Brice itself records like that. That Rashi is problematic. But Rashi learns that line in the Brice. Rashi, it's a Brice Keduma. You have like that. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first pair of quotes, a Brice that was written before the year 4000. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died approximately. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was the end of the period of the Tanaim. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died approximately near the year 4000. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a tradition, this world is going to last for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years is Tohu. People were worshipping Avodah Zarah. Till Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, the Gemara says, you count the Cheshbon. It says, Odom Sheisenish Kenim Halala Yerit Chanoich. He says, says how old Odom was when Sheis was born, how old was Sheis when Yerit Chanoich, and so on. So if you just add up the years, that adds up to 1948. Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, Libriya Sa'ilom. And then it says, HaNefesh HaShar Asa Bechora, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he was preaching monotheism publicly. He started doing that, the tradition has, he started at the age of 52. So he was preaching monotheism publicly at the age of 52, that's the year 2000. So the Gemara says, the first 2,000 years of the, since Bria Soilom, since the days of Adam Rishon was Tohu. There wasn't any monotheism, because they started worshipping Avodah Zarah already in the Dorish Al Enosh. And then for 2,000 years, from the year 2000 to the year 4,000, is going to be Torah. Then the year 4,000 will be Yemos HaMashiach, the possibility for Mashiach to come. Mashiach can come any time. So the Gemara there, and then the Rekech has on the opening pasuk in Bereshis, he says that there are six olives. Bereshis has an olive, Bora Elokim, S. Hashemayim, the S, Haaretz. So if there are six olives, so Elif is 1,000. So the six olives to represent the idea that the world will last for 6,000 years. And they break down the 6,000 years, 2,000 years Tohu, 2,000 years Torah, 2,000 years Yemos HaMashiach. So the Gemara has a brisa that was written before the year 4,000. The brises were all composed in the days of the Tanoim. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was at the end of the Tanoim. He died a little before the year, according to the common calculation, died around the year 4,000. So the brisa says, warns Jewish people they shouldn't buy real estate in Chutz Lorets after the year 4,000, because you can lose your pants. You're going to buy real estate, then Moshiach can come any minute, and then the Goyim will know that we're all moving to Eretz Yisrael, so they won't give us anything. It's going to be Al Menofik Azuzi. We're going to need cash because we want to run to Eretz Yisrael. So they'll give us $2 for the whole house. We're going to spend millions to make a whole house. They won't pay us anything. They know we have to leave, so it'll be Al Menofik Azuzi. They won't give you any money. So the Gemara has a brisa that was written at that time. Most of the Tanaim wrote all the brises before the year 4,000. So this brisa also, Rashi, he learns. This brisa was a brisa keduma that was written before they made the takana the rabbanon the balchav dina bebenis. Yet Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. How can you say the brisa itself has the takana the balchav dina bebenis? But Rashi learns like that. This brisa is saying over the din deraisa, because when this brisa was written, there was yet no takana the rabbanon that it should be dina bebenis. So that's what Gemara ends up. My risle takanta dula, my lesle takanta dula. That's the shayla. Is there a takanta de rabbanim to change dina shabachayiv from ziburis to beninus, or does it just leave it on the ziburis level? So bottom line, what's the din? B'shaloyin sham, b'shaloyin man sham. So it's inconclusive. It's not conclusive at all. Could be that it's a machlokes hatanoim, but that's what Tosfos quotes from. What did Tosfos quote from? Tzuvas daf kuf yud. Nivat Allah b'shalayin sham d'hachi isle Rab Nachman b'ksubis. And the Ayin Mishpat, Ayis Vav, over here tells you, look in the Ma'ale Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, and it seems that the psak is that b'shalohen sham, like Tosfos said, it's b'shalohen sham. Okay. And both by Nezikin, as well as by Balchot the Beninus, one could have distinguished, one is Erais and one is Rabbanan. The Gemara puts it together. They're both b'shalohen sham. Neither is Bishalot. Okay. Usually, we say Milva Balpeh, there's no Shim in the Chosim. Because the Pseid in the Lukuch is Milva Balpeh, Leis Leikolo, Man Yosef, Itzina Yosef, there's going to be Pseid in the Lukuch, so there's no Shim in the Chosim. Milva Bishtar, There is Shem in the Chosim. So that's why the Milva Balpeh is, there's no Shem in the Chosim, you can't collect from the Lukuchas, but Milva Bishtar, you can't collect from the Lukuchas, Islei Kola, there's no concern of Pseida the Lukuchas. The Lukech could have made a search. He could have gotten a lawyer, make a search, and if the lawyer will snoop around, it's going to be Islei Kola, because there's a Shtar Halvoy here. So he'll. So there's no Pseida the Lukuchas. The Lukuchas should have protected themselves. They should have made a research before. Everybody makes a search before they buy real estate. Fine. What's a din if it's a milva balpet to collect from the Yorshim? So that we mentioned, that's in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel at the end of Bava Bas. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Chavai, they both said milva balpet is goyvim min ha-Yorshim. Even though it's not goyvim min ha-Lakuches, it is goyvim min ha-Yorshim. So that's the question. Why is that? Is that because in order to collect from the Yorshim you don't need a Shibur Nechasin? Or you need a Shibur Aguf? And we consider it as if Mitzvah Le'isayim and the Ferachay V'Saviyam, we consider it as if you have a right to collect from them. If the man died penniless and he didn't leave over any estate to the Yorshim, so the Yorshim don't have to pay. To the extent that if he left over $5,000 and he owed $10,000, they don't have to pay more than what he left over. But if he left over an estate to the Yorshim, then it's not fair. Then it's not right. The Gemara has an expression. The Gemara in Erchin has an expression. Yasmi, the achli, the lav, the tu, leiz lebosu shivkayu. the Yisraimim are going to be eating, they're going to be using the father's estate. Father died, and they're going to use up all the money, they're going to have a good time. And part of that estate was that the father borrowed money from other people and he never paid back. So the Gemara says they should drop dead. That they Yasmei, the achli, the eating up all the food. They're buying a lot of things with the money. The labditu, the money wasn't theirs. The father had borrowed the money. So the Gemara gives them a curse. Lezla basa shivkai. They should drop dead, just like the father went to the grave. The Yisraimim should go to the grave. So that's the Gemara's strong way of saying that if you yarshin money from a merish, from a rich uncle, or from a parent, whatever, yarshin from a merish who owed a lot of money to other people, you got to pay from the Yerusha that you got. If you didn't get a Yerusha, you don't have to pay. But to the extent you got a $5,000 Yerusha and the parents own $10,000, you don't have to pay to the extent that you got a Yerusha. So is it that you can collect from the Yorshim, you don't even need a Shibud Nechosim at all, you can collect, we consider it as if there's a Shibud Aguf, or do you say no? With respect to collect from Yorshim, the whole idea of Isle Kol or Lesle Kol is only relevant for the Kuchas, because you don't want to have a Pseid of the Lukuchas, because the Lukuchas paid money for the Karka. The Yorshim didn't pay any money for the Karka. So what are you worried about? So by the whole difference between Milva Bishtar, Milva Baal Peh, Milva Baal Peh is Leisli Kola. Milva Bishtar is Isli Kola. So if it's Leisli Kola, it's going to be a Pseid of the Lukuchas. He has no way, the Lukach has no way to protect himself, to make a search in advance. If it's Leisli Kola, his lawyer won't be able to discover anything. But that's only consideration vis-a-vis Lukuchas, but vis-a-vis Yisraimim. They got it for nothing. So there's no Pseid of the Yisraimim. They were concerned about Pseid of the Lukuchas. We don't want to ruin the real estate industry. So if it's a Milba Peh, you don't want to collect from the Lukuchas because they had no way to protect themselves against that. So that's the Shaila. When you collect from the Yisraimim by Milba Peh, is it that you don't need Shimon Lachasim? There's only Shimon Lachasim on Milba Bishtar. Milva Baal Peh, there's no Shimon Lachasim. But nonetheless, you collect from Yisraimim even though there's no Shimon Lachasim. You only need Shimon Lachasim to be able to collect from the Lukuchas. So he's saying no. With respect to collecting from the Yisraimim, we consider it as if there is a Shimon Lachasim. We consider it as if there is a Shimon Lachasim on the Karka. So that's a Machlekes in Chosh Mishpat. There's one line in the Mechaber, and he has Yeshamim v'Yeshamim. That's a major machlekes from the days of the Geonim. It has a little complicated nafkamin. It'll take a half an hour to explain it. So if you have time, take a look and Gevia miYisayim. It's 2 days in the Mechaber by the Ekni. When everybody gets married, some of us are married. So when you get married, it says in the Ksuba, all of my assets are meshuba to pay the Ksuba. It says Dikanoi. The nechosim that I purchased already, or the osir anolam mikne, or the karka that I will purchase in the future. When I got married, I didn't have any karka. After many years of marriage, I had to buy my apartment because the landlord didn't want to let me stay there unless I buy the apartment. So I had to buy the two apartments. So that's the osir anolam mikne. So I was mishabed all the karkos dikanoi that I purchased already, or the osir anolam mikne. That's called Sheba Diakni. That's the one at the end of Baba Basra. So there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to write the Ekni in order to be able to collect from Yorshim or not. In order to collect from the Kuchas, you have to write the Ekni. In order to collect from Yorshim, it's a Machloikis from the days of the Goinim. So that's the Machloikis. Why can you collect Milbal Peh from Yorshim and can't collect from the Kuchas? Because to collect from Yorshim, you don't need Shim Lachasim. Oh no, to collect from Yorshim, there's even Shimon Lachasim on a Milval Peh. So that'll happen off Kamina. What if he didn't, if the Loiva who borrowed the money didn't mention Amishabed and Lachasim that I will purchase in the future? And then he purchased Karka and then he dies and it goes to the Yorshim. Can you collect from the Yorshim or not? So that's a big machloikas. Okay, let's see. Tana Rabbanan. Atasefta and Ksubis, it says. Okay. It says on the margin, Tasefta the Ksubis Verki Base, Ayin Sham. What does it say, Ayin Sham? Whenever it says Ayin Sham, on the side of the Gemara means that there's a major Shina Girsa there. Where else does it have Ayin Sham? It has a lot of times. Here, take a look. Here, on Chesam Base, on the margin. And my Gemara says Ksubas Tenches gives you, and then it says Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham means here Ksubas Tzadik Beis Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham means either it's a different name, here it's Ula, there it's Eliyahu, or here it's Abai, there it's Rava. We don't pay attention to names, but the names are important. So Ayin Sham, they'll write Ayin Sham if it's a major, if it's someone else's name. Instead of Rava it says Rabba, or instead of Mutter it says Asa. So if there's a, if it's just a Shinya Girsa, it boils down to the same thing, they're not going to write Ayin Sham. But if it doesn't boil down to the same thing, it's either a different mandomar or a different din, a different psak, or it's all detailed different, then it's going to write Ayin Sham. Here on the top of Tesam and Aleph, it says on the Mara Mekoymus, on the margin, it says, Le'el Dav Zayim and Aleph V'shin Nun, means V'sham Nisman. V'sham Nisman means look on Zayin Amad Aleph, and we gave you all the other cross references in Shas where such an expression appears. They don't have to write down all the six marmakimas every time it appears in the Gemara. They write it once and then they write down one place, look over there, Visham Nisma, and we gave you the whole list of cross references over there. So this brisa Mochalechad al Shlosh Maram Kelkulam Nichzatach Sabam, this is a Tosefta. Good. So what does it say? It's talking, a person has it is Beninus and Ziburis, and he sold everything to Echad, to one person, or the Shlosha Ben Adam Kechad, sold to three different people. Echad means on the same day, and you didn't write which one did you sell first. You didn't sell all at the same time. One deal you sold at 10 in the morning, one deal you sold 2 in the afternoon, one deal you sold at 6 o'clock at night, before you close the market, before you close the office. So if you sold, and then Tosis explains in the Gemara Pashup Shah, Tosis the Ika Lameimar. Tosis writes, that's Gemara Sin Ksubis. In Yerushalayim, the practice used to be when they write a shtar, let's say today, when a clergyman fills out the marriage license. You want to get married in America, you have to get a license from the government. So you get a license. And then you can either go to the other office in the same building, to the justice of the peace, he will marry you off. Or if you tell him you want a religious ceremony, so then you take the license and you give it to your clergyman. And then the clergyman fills it out. So sometimes you have to fill out what day the wedding ceremony took place and what time. So you got it right, 6 o'clock in the evening. And other New Jersey, they don't tell you to fill in. New York, you have to write what time the chuppah took place, just in case you married someone else the same day earlier. So in Kiddushin Topsin, the Ishish Ish, so the first marriage is Chal, second one is not Chal. In New Jersey, Ein Kaisun Shores. New York is like Yerushalayim. Kaisun Shores for Yerushalayim. We write down what time did the chuppah take place. It's important to write down, because if she got married to two different people on the same day, Kol HaKodim Zocha, she's already an Ishish Ish, so the second marriage is not Chal. By us, it's relevant for Dinam of Eishes Ish. By the Goyim, it's relevant for Yerusha and for other things. If one of the spouses dies, so the other one gets the Yerusha. So you have to know when did the Kiddushin take place. So the practice in New Jersey is like the minig always used to be outside of Yerushalayim, and Kosman shows. They don't write, you have to write what time the Chuppah took place. You just have to write what day. What day in the month did it take place. So what's the din? Let's say I own a hotel, I own my apartment on Bennett Avenue, and I write, I'm a crook, and I sell you the apartment, you pay me in cash, $200,000, whatever, $500,000. Then the same day I sell the same apartment to another guy, and he pays me money, I give him a shtar, then a third guy. They all bought it on the same day, and all the three shtaris say the exact same thing. It doesn't say what time. One I sold 10 in the morning, one I sold the 2 in the afternoon, one I sold the 6 in the afternoon. So what's the din? So the Gemara in Ksubas sounds like it says Ksubas Dav Tzadik Beis. It sounds like it says the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. If you can ascertain who bought it first, does he win and the other two lose? like by the Kiddushin, if you can ascertain that she agreed to marry two different people on the same day. The first one gave her a ring and said, Harei Mekudesh Li. The second one gave her a ring later and said, Harei Mekudesh Li. So she's very nation's ish to the first one. Saying, Kiddushin Dosim Eishes Ish. What if you can ascertain that I gave the first star selling the apartment to you at 10 in the morning to the other guy at 2 in the afternoon, the other guy at 6? So the Gemara sounds like it says the following. If the din would be Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Mesira Karsi, there are no chasimus on the star. No chasimus, so it's not a star raya. It's a star kinyan. If you have a star raya, then it has to be muchach mitoichai. Everything has to be clear in the star. You have to have witnesses signed. If you don't have Eide chasimus signing, so there's no star raya. And even if you have Eide chasimus signing, but it doesn't say what time of the day the kinyan took place, that's not clear. So if you have a shtar that you bought my house, even though I gave you the shtar 10 in the morning, but it just says on Wednesday, October, what's today, 18th, whatever. It says the date, but it doesn't say the hour. So then you're not coming until Sof Hayom. Sof Hayom, it'll be Muchach Mitoichai. But in Sof Hayom, it'll be Muchach Mitoichai. So the simple reading in the Gemara is, if you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eide Chasima signed on the star at all. Then you don't need Muchach Mitoicha. You don't even need Eide Chasima. There's no star raya at all. It's a star kinyan. It says, I'm selling you my house and I give it to you in the presence of two witnesses. The star doesn't say, star is unclear. There's no star raya at all. And still it's good. So then, if you can ascertain that I gave one star at 10 in the morning, one star at 2 in the afternoon, one star at 6. So the guy I gave it to at 10. It's kind of everything. And the second two are entitled to get their money back. They got nothing. But if you would have accepted La Locha, which we don't, if you would paskin like a mayor, that Eide Chasima Karsi, so what does it mean, Eide Chasima Karsi? You need Eide Chasima to make a star into a star raya. But here we don't need a star raya, we want a star kinyan. I want to be Mekadosh Deisha. I want to be Megarish Deisha. I want to buy the field. You want a Shtar Kinyan. So Rav Meir holds that Kinyan Shtar is by virtue of the fact that I gave you a right, that you are married to me, that causes that we became married. By virtue of the fact that I gave you a right, that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. By virtue of the fact that I give you a Shtar, that I'm hereby giving you B'matona or selling you a Karaka, that causes, I gave you a shtar raya that the karka is yours, that causes, the effect is that the karka now belongs to you. So it's a fundamental machlokes between Rav Meir, it is a fundamental machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Lozer. You have to have Eide Chasima on a shtar raya. Of course you need Eide Chasima on a shtar kinyan. There's a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Lozer with Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi. So it's a fundamental machlokes. How do you make a kinyan shtar? So Rav Meir says, by my giving you a shtar raya that we are married, if you agree, that creates the marriage. I give my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced. The fact that she can prove with the shtar that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. I give somebody a shtar raya that the house that's mine now belongs to them, that causes that it belongs to them. I have to give you a shtar raya. So I have to give you a shtar raya. It has to be muchach mitoichai. So if I gave to one person, I gave it 10 in the morning. I'm selling the house. One person, I give it 2 in the afternoon. One person, I give 6 in the evening. And all of them say the same thing. It doesn't say shoes. In case of shoes, I'll be Yerushalayim. It doesn't say what time in the day. So you can't tell from the star. So you can't tell from the star. So all the three stars are kind of b'seif hayayim. So if all kind of b'seif hayayim, so they're all kind of the house that I sold to all three. I was a gangster. I was a crook. I charged each one of them $500,000 to buy my whole apartment. So all three are kind of b'shutfis. Each one has 1/3 of the house. They own b'shutfis. Each one has 33%. Because all three are kind of b'seif hayayim. But if you would have held that Eide, we'd pass an Eide Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eide Chasima. You don't even need the sign. So you don't need Muchach Mitoichai. So the way a Shtar Kinyan works is not by my giving you a Shtar Raya that this kinyan took place, that's what causes the kinyan to take place. No, the definition of shtar is, if I would have said, that wouldn't be chal, That's the first line in the Rambam Hilchos Mechira. He starts Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Ein Amekach Niknei Midvar. Can't transfer ownership but just by making an oral declaration. But if that oral declaration is written down on a piece of paper, I write Son in the Sun of Lachab Matan, and I give it to you, then you're kaina. Why should it be different? Is Akasha? But that's it. If I say it orally, Sodi Nusun Lachab, Sodi Kanuy Lachab, it doesn't help. But if I write it down on a piece of paper and I give it to you, then it does work. So that's how we paskin. Ede Mesira Karasi. You don't need Ede Chasima. If the din would have been like Reb Meir, which it isn't, the Gemara says in Gittin Dav Dalan and Aleph, we paskin like Reb Loza that Ede Mesira Karasi. If the din would have been like Reb Meir, Ede Chasima Karasi, so the definition of a shtar kinyan is by my giving you a shtar raya, this causes a kinyan to take effect. So that's the Gemara in Ksubis, the simple reading of Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Three people have the same shtar that says, I sold them the same house on the same day. Shnei shtaris ayetzim yeyem echad. That's the Gemara. Shnei shtaris ayetzim yeyem echad. I gave you cash. Shloshes stars. I'm a bigger gangster than the one in the Gemara. Shloshes stars. I sold the same apartment to three different people. Obviously, bizarre chazer. Because if the second guy would know that they would all be together, they would see that I'm cheating everybody. So I sold it to one of them clearly at a different time, at 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. So if you hold Edi Chasima Karsi, you have to have Muchach Mitoich, you have to have a Shtarai. The rise only b'sof hayom. When you look in the document only says Wednesday, October 18th. It doesn't say what time. So it's only kind of b'sof hayom. So all three are kind of b'basachas. So all three are shutfim. But we paskin eide mesira kar. So you don't need eide chasima. You don't need that it should be mocha mitoicha. So if you can prove who got the shtar earlier, he's kind of at that time. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Ksubas. It's a big problem then. That's what the Ramban is not happy with that. That's why Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara. Ramban is not happy. What if a man divorces his wife in the morning and gives her a get? And it doesn't say what time. It says Wednesday. It doesn't say morning, afternoon. It just says Wednesday, whatever day in the Chodesh it is. So she can't get married till tomorrow. So we have a din midirabbanon. She can't get married till after tzaddik beis yom. She has to wait 92 days. That's midirabbanon. That's not midatar. You have to wait havchana because she may become pregnant. She may have a baby soon. We're not going to know whether the first husband is the father of the baby or the second husband. Let's say the first husband is a kohen, the second husband is not a kohen. He's marrying a grusha, so he's not a kohen. So you want to know whether the baby is the son of the child of the first husband, second husband. Who's mechuyev to pay for this, to pay for the education of the child, to raise the child? Is he a son of the first husband, the second husband? So they made a din with the rabbanon. Even if the woman is getting divorced, is 95 years old, and she's obviously not pregnant, and the husband was in prison for the last 20 years, and they didn't speak to each other 20 years before they put him in prison, and Eliyahu now becomes an even. He's chayla, she's chayla, he's based on something, she's based on for the other Eliyahu yomer that she's not pregnant. It's a loyplug rabbanon. That no one's allowed to get married within 92 days. But that din of Havchana, Velahavchim and Zarish Avish and Zarish Alsheni, din of Havchana is only with the Rabbanim. But Minatur, let's say the husband gave his wife a get 8 o'clock in the morning, she goes and she remarries at 10 o'clock. So you're going to tell me she's not divorced till Sof Hayom? Because it doesn't say, if you hold like Rameyer, that Eri Chasima Karsi, say the way that a Shtar Kinyan works is by giving a Shtar Raya. That she's divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. So the shtar raya has to be mochach mitoichai, and it doesn't have the hour. Eikos and shoyes ela b'Yerushalayim. So it doesn't say what time. So the get is only chal b'sof hayom. So the woman remarries, the husband gives her get 8 o'clock in the morning, and min haTorah there's no need for havchana. So she remarries 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She's an eshes ish, she's insa, she's chay misa because the get is only chal b'sof hayom. Rabban said that's ridiculous. How can you say such a thing? She doesn't have to wait till tomorrow to get married. So the Ramban reinterprets the whole Gemara. Why? But you need Mukhach Mitoichai. So Ramban says, B'tzirah Tfisas Bal Ashtar, it is Mukhach Mitoichai. Who's holding on? The woman is holding on to the get. So she holds it. The husband gave her a get at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then she wants to remarry 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So she says, here's my get. So you're looking to get, it doesn't say what hour in the day, but she's holding the get. So Tfisas Baal HaShtar is Mashlem Nemuchach Mitoichei. It fills in the missing information. Rambam proves it from the Gemara. Okay, we got a daven mincha. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with his Gemara. Tomorrow is Thursday, so we have to have a democratic vote whether we want to start from this tomorrow. Yeah, but on Sunday I have to give this year early. So believe that, we have to figure out what we're going to learn tomorrow. And then Sunday I have to give an early share. Okay. There's a group in Teaneck who want a group of retired people who want to start learning. So they want to start from Brachas on Sunday morning, 11:30. So if you know any retired people in Teaneck, tell them they should join the group.
Where? Are we going to give the shir all the
night? No. I'm going to give the first shir and it'll go automatically. Everything will go automatically.
Rabbi, don't some of the Sephardi poskim say that Rabbi Lazar holds that af Edi Mesira Karti, and then he would say Edi Chasima also works?
Okay, yeah.
So then you would be able to say that even to us, there's still some doubt with regards to whether it's a star rye or star kinyan.
You can do either A or B. You can do either one.
Yeah.
But if we don't write shoyas, then it doesn't help.
It doesn't matter.
So it's going to be sofayom. But if you hold Edi Mesira Karti, then it's not so. Then you don't need mochach mitoicha.
Okay, where's this year?
I don't know. I hope someone's going to take me. I'm going to
drive the car. You said it's in a row.
So?